Word of mouth. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, biofeedback suits, super accurate dope testing labs, and more innovations warming up for the Summer Olympics. Plus, advanced style. A photo book and blog prove that being chic and elderly is anything but old-fashioned. But we begin with the expansion of forensic databases by U.S. federal agencies. DNA collection from convicted felons is a well-publicized procedure. Recently released documents reveal that the Department of Homeland Security and other federal agencies will be required to collect DNA from any person who has been detained, even those as young as 14, regardless of criminal activity, and that plans to include children under 14 are being explored. The documents were released in response to a Freedom of Information Act request by the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Staff attorney with the EFF, Jennifer Lynch, joins us now to talk about government plans to get significantly closer to a national database of citizen DNA. Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on your show.
So there's a lot to unpack here. What is the proposed benefit for federal agencies to collect DNA samples from kids ages 14 and up in some cases, and possibly even younger?
Well, I think it's a good question. You know, the federal government will argue that this will help them to catch criminals and identify criminals who they pick up either at the border or as part of an arrest. But the real question is whether 14 and up, kids 14 and up need to have their DNA collected into a federal database just for identification purposes or to identify somebody who might have committed a crime in the past. The chances of really identifying somebody that way are pretty slim. And in the meantime, we're collecting quite a lot of DNA from people.
Clarify for us under which circumstances DNA would be collected from teenagers. And we want to make sure to clarify that this is some agencies are talking about 14, some as young as 18.
That's true. So currently the federal government will collect DNA from anybody who's arrested for a crime. And that could be picked up for drunk driving. That could be picked up for a murder charge. It could be somebody who's been picked up for a claim of domestic abuse. And in that circumstance, the federal government is already collecting DNA from juveniles, generally 14 and up. And then the context that we're talking about with the Department of Homeland Security that I thought was really interesting was that the Department of Homeland Security is allowed to, and the Department of Justice is arguing is required to, collect DNA from anyone the DHS detains. Now, that could be somebody who's crossing the border. That could be somebody who may have overstepped their stay on a visa. These are non-U.S. persons, so they're not U.S. citizens at this point. But they're not people who are involved in any kind of criminal activity. Immigration violations in this country are still civil violations. You can't go to jail for them. And so this is a situation where we're really expanding the types and classes of people that we're collecting DNA from.
And, of course, this is a bit of the alphabet soup involving the federal agencies. The Department of Justice is pushing for a requirement among the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and you just mentioned Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. And this is apparently already being done by U.S. Marshals and is in a pilot program right now, in place in several ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, offices since 2010. How's it been working? And I guess the other question is, why haven't we heard about it?
You know, I think that's a really good question. And from the records that we received from ICE or ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, it looks like the federal government is really trying to keep this information on the down low. So there's some information in the records that say specifically that ICE does not want this information to be made public, that they will respond to questions, but they won't talk about it publicly other than in a direct response to a direct question.
What happens to the DNA samples after collected?
Well, so the samples are collected and then they're sent to the FBI for processing. A profile is extracted from the sample, and that's where we get into all the technical scientific stuff. But basically, it's a small part of the DNA that's extracted from the DNA sample, and then that's the part that's put into the giant FBI federal DNA database, which is called CODIS. Again, we're getting into sort of the alphabet soup of things. But the key is that the federal government never destroys the DNA sample, and the sample is all of your DNA, so it says everything about you that you could ever possibly learn now and in the future. And we already know that we're able to tell quite a lot about somebody from their DNA, and that includes their family background, who they're related to, who's related to them, your medical history, your predisposition for disease, and possibly even behavioral tendencies, and some have even said sexual orientation.
The EFF and several other organizations oppose taking DNA samples from children, criminals, foreigners, and citizens. So what is the problem with having DNA on record, according to the EFF, provided you're not a criminal?
Well, I think the big problem is that we can't ever control where we leave our DNA behind. So we constantly shed DNA throughout our lives. We lose hair. We lose pieces of our skin. If you drink from a glass, you're leaving DNA behind. And that basically is creating a record of everywhere you've been in your life. And it's very easy to pick that up and run it through a database and figure out where somebody has been. And the whole point of living in the United States, I think, is that we live in a democratic society, in a society where we really believe strongly that the government should not be able to track people wherever they go. And the more DNA that's collected and put into a database, the more information the federal government has on people and is able to track people throughout society. Because DNA allows the government to see who you're related to, it's not just collecting DNA from you that's an issue, but it's also collecting DNA from your family members.
So, Jennifer Lynch, a terrific report on this for the EFF. We do have more on her report, including links to documents recently released to the EFF, the detail plans for the DHS and other federal agencies to collect DNA from juveniles. I want to thank you for joining us, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
Also in those links, you'll read a little bit more about the kind of dust-up that she reported on between some of the federal agencies, including a letter from Secretary Janet Napolitano of the DHS to the DOJ Secretary Holder expressing some reservations about these plans. Plenty more to find at wordofmouthradio.org.